Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. So, in preparation for this particular series, I decided to intend something very specific. And so I sat and I felt my way into it in ways that you've suggested before. And now I'm noticing that it isn't happening yet. So I'm wondering if there's anything that I've done wrong or anything I could do better in order to really let this thing that I specifically want to happen actually happen. Well, our answer to this is that although you have not given many details and they're not really that relevant, we want to say two very specific things. It ain't over till it's over. And this one isn't over. You didn't say that you have a timeline involved, but you do have a timeline involved. And our suggestion is that you pay attention to the fact that there's still plenty of time. That's first. But then here's what we consider the most significant part. What will having this actually get you? What is the point of the manifestation of that which you desire? Pay attention to that. You might want to go back, having heard these words, and sit down and do what you did before once again. And pay attention to what it's going to feel like to have that which will arise as a result of having that which you intend to have. Maybe spend a little bit more time feeling your way into the relief of the having. We cannot emphasize that enough because that's what this is always about. The feeling of relief is really, really tied to the fact of intention. When you intend something and you actually walk into the manifestation of that which you have consciously intended, it feels really fan-fucking-tastic, to be quite honest, from everything we've seen with any one of you. But we know for ourselves what it's like. And we're constantly walking into our own intentions over and over and over again because we're not tricking ourselves into believing that we're separate and apart from our desires, unlike you, which is delicious in its way because that's how you get things like bodies and nerve endings and chocolate and sunrises and sunsets. It's kind of really delicious. But we set an intention and we walk into its manifestation over and over and over and over again, and it's quite wonderful. And we can only imagine that within the heavy thickness of contrast that you walk around in the middle of, and we wouldn't walk away from that if we were in your shoes, it's got to be even more fantastic. And we hear tale of it. We see it happen, and it's powerful stuff. So we would suggest that you go back and intend the same thing again, realizing that there's plenty of time, that the universe is on your side, that everyone everywhere is helping you, and that there's a tremendous amount of relief to be had by feeling your way into what it is that the specific intention that you have in mind will bring you once you have it in your hot little hands. So that is the answer to your question. We thank you very much for bringing it. Very delicious, very delightful, and very wonderful indeed.